Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. One of the hottest teams in the NHL is the San Jose Sharks, who've been finding different ways to win at home and on the road. This week in Minnesota, a penalty shot for Thomas Pleahall was big. And that's the highlight that starts off Joe Tolleson's Plays of the Week segment.
Thomas Pleahall has one NHL goal. This is his first career penalty shot. Pleahall moving in very slowly, deliberately weaving his right to his left. He shoots. He scores! What a spectacular goal by Thomas Pleahall. The Sharks lead it 2-0.
Sam, the Sharks are on a roll and doing things that have never happened before. Dan Ruzanowski, the call on 98.5 KFOX in San Jose as Thomas Pleahall beat Minnesota's Nicklas Backstrom on a penalty shot. It's the first time a Wild netminder has allowed a penalty shot goal on home ice. And the 3-2 victory, part of the Sharks' franchise record 10-game winning streak. Two straight games of Pavel Kubina was enough for the Flyers.
Steen at the far half boards, back to the point. It goes to Kaberle, off in the wing to Kubina. He shoots, scores! Pavel Kubina's blast from the point may have been deflected in front of the net. Matt Stajan was in the vicinity, but it's 3-2 Leafs on a power play goal.
Joe Bowen, the call on AM 640 Toronto Radio's Kubina scored the game-winning goal early in the third period to lift the Leafs to a win in Philadelphia the night before in Toronto. Kubina beat the Flyers with an overtime goal. Who makes the playoffs? Who doesn't? Find out on Versus. Monday, it's a Northwest Division battle as Colorado visits Minnesota. Then on Tuesday, the Flyers host the Thrashers. Coverage each night begins at 7 Eastern and only on Versus. Alex Ovechkin continues his quest for 60 goals.
Green to Ovechkin. Ovechkin's wrist shot knocked down by Lombardi. Here comes Green. Alexander Ovechkin has it again. Slap shot scores! Alex Ovechkin, the slap shot through traffic, and the Capitals have taken the lead. It's now 3-2 late in the third.
Steve Colby, the call on the 3WT Capitals Radio Network, is Ovechkin's 56th goal of the season, the decider against Calgary. Goalie Olaf Kolzik picked up his 300th career victory. He's just the fifth player in league history to win all 300 with one team. Vincent LeCavalier helped his coach into the record books.
The puck to center ice, a pass blocked by St. Louis. Jokinen will feed St. Louis up the middle. The offensive end, LeCavalier, right circle shot, score! The hat trick, Vinny LeCavalier! That'll make it 6-3 Lightning with 2:17 left to go.
Dave Mishkin on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa, as LeCavalier's hat trick highlighted an 8-4 romp past the Islanders. The win is the 235th of John Tortorella's coaching career. It moves him past Bob Johnson as the winningest American-born coach in NHL history. Finally, Edmonton rookie Andrew Cogliano put himself in the record books by scoring the overtime game winner in three straight games. He beat Columbus, Chicago, and then finished off St. Louis 4-3. Rod Phillips had the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton.
Here is a pass. Errant pass by Jackman. Gagne in front. Cogliano scores! Andrew Cogliano! Three straight overtime winners! This one comes with 4.9 seconds remaining in the overtime period. Another spectacular goal by Andrew Cogliano.
Sam, thrilling finishes, new records, and the push for the playoffs. And there's more excitement to come. That's why we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Great highlights as usual, and we look forward to more next week. Still ahead on this week's show, a look back at an explosive night in Montreal, ignited by the Rocket, Maurice Richard's suspension. Coming up next, our hockey insider Bob McKenzie joins us.
You start to wonder if maybe Ted Nolan, whose contract I believe expires at the end of this season, if he might be in that non-renewable situation when the season's done.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.